Titans will soon or later have sex in space, and it's important to start thinking about how this sexual sexuality will be experienced, argues a Montreal researcher. This is what we're spending our research dollars on, Lorena. We got this variant eating up people's lives, ruining people's morale, and we're wasting good Montreal research money on figuring out how is the best way to have sex in space. So NASA asserts that no sexual relations have ever taken place on space. Are you sure about that, NASA? Are you sure about that? But it's only a matter of time before this happens, believes Concordia doctoral student Simon Dubé. You know what? Mark his name down. We're going to get Simon Dubé on, because Simon Dubé has explained to me why this is important. People are going to have sex regardless, whether in space, Mars, moon, wherever. Listen, they'll do it on Jupiter if they can. Yep. So Dubé goes on to say, as we continue to expand into space, as we go on longer and longer missions, either in orbit or to the moon or to Mars or elsewhere, eventually we obviously have to confront all the complex biopsychosocial. Hold on, Dubé. Everybody named Dubé got me kind of funny this morning.
They cousins.
I don't think people are looking at it that deep when they're having sex in space. Biopsychosocial issues related to sexuality and then human intimacy. People aren't looking for love. We're not doing ready to love in space. We're not looking for love in space. But so far, studies conducted on the subject show that sexual and romantic relationships will eventually develop between space explorers. Dubé and his colleagues write in the Journal of Sex Research that they argue that banning such relationships or imposing sexual abstinence on astronauts is not a viable option.
So are they sending couples up there? I don't understand what.
Listen, I guess it's been this standing order with NASA, I guess, with astronauts to not have sex in space. And I guess, you know, some researchers are saying that we should do it. So I don't know. It's crazy. Let me know what your take on it, man. You're open to sex in orbit? That's sexy, you know? You're in a spaceship. You're orbiting the moon.
I don't understand why this is such a deep thought. Like, why? I don't get it.
Who is controlling the research dollars should be the operative question. Who's... This is a Concordia student.
They know something that we don't know. For them to spend money on this, to do some like deep research and all these scientific terms and whatnot.
No, to me, and let's say I'll play devil's advocate, you know, like they're like, hey, we're about to go on Mars.
Yeah.
Before we put more money to go on Mars, can we have sex on Mars? Because even though people...
it's the morning detail. Listen, we're going to do... Let's play some music. Let me give out this number now. We're doing two giveaways right now. We're going to do the Lignum Honey, the Scotch Bonnet Pepper. I promise you, I'll bet you everything in life. I'll bet you $20 you can't just have one wing by Lignum Honey, a taste experience, Scotch Bonnet Pepper. And we're also going to give away a 2-hour branding services with Got the Job. I know a lot of y'all trying to pop online. I know a lot of y'all got y'all brand. Got the Job is the way to go. The number is 514-448-4013. We're going to play Name That Song. DJ Maddie's here. We got a whole bunch of tunes already. I got a whole bunch of new music here. We got Thames. We got Simi. We got Joe. We got Kuna. We're gonna pick up the vibe a little bit. 8:03 in the morning. The number one morning show in the country. Moon Chaser, Lolo, DJ Maddie, Big Wills in the building. You know how we do things.
Yes, sir.
There's only one Moon Chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. The number's 514-448-4013. Name that song. We're giving away Lignum Money, Scotch Bonnet Pepper. We're giving away 2 hours of branding services by gotthejob.ca. Name that song. Call us up, 514-448-4013, or follow us online. The Morning Detour on YouTube and Facebook. Name that song.
All you do is drive, drive, drive. You don't even know the kind of thing. Why you try to tell me all these things? Give me some time, I need peace. I'ma need space some days. And I'm just trying to do my thing. And I'm just trying to get my toy. You need someone to deceive. And you're trying to think that I'm the one for you. But don't you see? Somebody's grace, you fit up somebody's grace. Crazy things are happening, crazy things are happening. If you need somebody's grace, you fit up somebody's grace. Try, try, try.
Yes, Montreal. Name that song. We're giving away Lignum Honey, Scotch Bonnet Pepper. We're giving away 2 hours of branding services with GotTheJob.ca. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. This is the Weezy That Stole Christmas. We own Fridays. Happy holidays. Yes, 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 yes. Good morning.
Hello, I made it.
Yeah. Hola, hola. Before you start, let the people know where you calling from, man. What end of Montreal you calling from?
I'm in LaSalle. I'm currently working, actually.
Okay, well, shout. Well, listen, listen, man. Y'all gotta play a song loud at the office. Okay, so name that song.
Crazy Things by Tim.
Okay, okay, that's the right song. We in the new year we'll have all the ding ding and the good stuff. So what would you want? Would you want the 2 hour branding services or do you want the Scotch Bonnet Pepper by Lignum Honey?
The Lignum Honey.
Let me tell you something, yo. When I bring you that Lignum Honey, it's gonna change your life, bro. Don't share it with your girl. Don't share it with your wife. Your kids can't touch this. You might have to get a little mini fridge and put it next to your bed and hold this one down for yourself.
If it's spicy, they won't like it anyway.
Okay. Okay, stay on the line. Lorena's going to take your information. I'm going to get that to you. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the show. We got more giveaways, so, you know, so keep your hand close to the phone.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Okay, Maddie, keep it going. Give me a next one. Give me a next one, Maddie. Give me a next one. All you do is lie, lie, lie. We still got the branding services. We got 2 hour branding services by GotTheJob.ca. You trying to get your brand right? You trying to move your things? Vero at GotTheJob.ca. She'll have you looking right, boy. Trust me, I work with her too, and you see my joints popping. DJ Maddie, give me another one. Name that song. The number is 514-448-4013. We on Fridays, the morning detour. DJ Maddie, Lorena XO, Big Wills in the bender. Say never ever got over me. Even when you travel overseas, yeah. Well, I don't mean to brag, my vibe is attractive. Say stay loving me globally. You want me horizontally. Nobody like me is freaking fantastic. This nigga in the middle of a crisis. If fall in love, you don't know what the price is. Hey. This is the Weezy That Stole Christmas. We're going till 11 o'clock in the morning. It's the best community radio in the city. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. I must be an issue. DJ Moon 1. We're giving away 2 hour branding services. 2 hours branding services. This is the Weezy That Stole Christmas. The number is 514-448-4013. Name that song. 514-448-4013. This nigga in the middle of a crisis. If fall in love, you don't know what the price is. I will lay over the end. It's a dirty December. Why you give me mixed signals? Not like you got that ring on your finger. If you love it, don't love the end of it. But you know I got the energy to hinder you. The kind of woman every man desire. Top class, she the rock designer. And she be go, she be quench my fire. Bop, bop, bop. Oh, yeah, nah. Auntie, auntie, papi. What you like, papi? Pity, auntie. Oh, love me nobody. Oh, yeah, wait and see. Oh, love me nobody. Oh, yeah, wait and see. Yeah, yeah. Auntie, auntie, papi. What you like, papi? Pity, auntie. Oh, love me nobody. Oh, yeah, wait and see. Oh, love me nobody. Oh, yeah, wait and see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Montreal, my city. This the Weezy That Stole Christmas. We on Fridays. Montreal's premier morning show, the morning detour. Name that song. We're giving away 2 hours branding services. Gotthejob.ca. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. Name that song. Name that song.
You wanna make me make believe things aren't what they seem. And it got too deep, girl, too deep. It's a problem. Fell for you straight to the bottom. People ask what happened, I go silent. I wouldn't even speak on you. But now you wanna mention me. Now you wanna mention me when you speak on mistakes. Now you wanna mention me like someone could replace me today. Now you wanna mention me, some emotional statements were made. Now you wanna mention me like you're bored of me. Maybe this means more to me. Maybe this means more to me. My eyes too fried. Hey, all these thoughts in my mind. Motives too transparent for me. I know you don't care about me. Dealing with me like some waste man. You think I live in the palm of your hand. I'm too understanding and patient. Lightning might have striking you right where you stand. And your karma, karma's gonna be a problem. Fell for you straight to the bottom. People ask what happened, I go silent. I wouldn't even speak on you, but now you wanna mention me. Now you wanna mention me when you speak on mistakes. Now you wanna mention me like someone could replace me today. Now you wanna mention me, some emotional statements were made. Now you wanna mention me like you're bored of me. Maybe this means more to me. Maybe this means more to me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we vibing this morning. The number one morning show in the country.
Hey,
hey. Hey. DJ Maddie, Guardians of the Galaxy. We're going till 11 o'clock in the morning. This is the Weezy that stole Christmas. Happy holidays, Montreal. We're going to let Dubé get us down. We're going to let Lurgo get us down. We're still going to gather. We're still going to turn up. Yeah. The number is 514-448-4013. We're giving away 2 hours branding services. Gotthejob.ca. Make sure to tell a friend. Tell a friend. We going till 11 o'clock this morning. The best morning show in the country. Future talk to me.
I can't take one perk since that tonight. If I just took a 60. Burberry on me, shoot you on your back. You just got pretty wrecky. I taught a Chanel runners, then I get back to running the city. And I know that it's still coming. I ain't worried, my niggas, they with me. Gotta put the narcotics down, I can feel them fucking up my kidney. And punching my liver, if I let it kill me, my mama will never forgive me. And numb of my feelings, if I let it kill him, my baby will never forgive me. It's remind me of hell, sometimes I wonder if that's what God really sent me. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water. Wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. Hands up in the fire. Burn, 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 burn. I pray to God for some water to wash down these pearls. I've been cursed since birth. Guess I never learned. The truth first, let it bleed out. If they hurt you, let them leave.
Y'all, my city. 8:14 in the morning.
I was looking at the clock when it strike.
Okay, what was more music?
My head told me get about that bed. So I got down on my knees and I started praying. I said, Lord, I know it's you. What are you saying to me? You said, my son, you're forgiven. But I want you. Gotta watch the way you're living. I know life it gets hard, but you can't give in. I'll be waiting for you at the gates of heaven. Jesus Christ never changed. He was the same. Like in Hebrews 13 verse 8. If I die for my God, no real way. Every day I'm trying to do what the devil hates. So I was cold. They will sit my line, keep themselves.
You already know. You already know we are biblical show up here. Y'all know we soulful up here on the Morning Detour. DJ Manny and the ones and twos. You know how we do things, man. It's the Morning Detour. Keep it locked till 11 o'clock in the morning.
Clock when it strike 12 a.m. Heard a voice in my head told me get up out that bed. So I got down on my knees and I started praying. I said, Lord, I know it's you. What are you saying to me? He said, my son, you're forgiven. But I want you. Gotta watch the way you're living. I know life it gets hard, but you can't give in. I'll be waiting for you at the gates of heaven. I just wanna live. I wanna have these stories I can pass on to my kids. I wanna give you all my love even when I can't admit. I've been falling in the mud. Trying to forgive and forget. Can you come and fill me up? Fill me with your love. Whoa. I already know I won, whoa. I ain't never giving up, whoa. Can you fill me with your love? Fill me with your love, whoa. Oh, I'm tired, can you come and lift me higher? I need your love to inspire me. Lift me up as far as I can see. I need you right by me. I was looking at the clock when it strike 12 a.m. Heard a voice in my head told me get up out that bed. So I got down on my knees and I started praying. I said, Lord, I know it's you, what are you saying to me? Said, my son, you're forgiven. But I want you, gotta watch the way you're living. I know life it gets hard, but you can't give in. I'll be waiting for you at the gates of heaven.
Shabba made another one.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Montreal, my city. 8:16 in the morning. The Morning Detour. Hey, this won't sound right for you, Lorena. I pass it on to you, the calm in the storm, the media darling.
Well, we're going to get into some cultural and entertainment news. I don't have any events really happening.
Well,
right
Big Will already
now.
Did the community updates. He does 95% of parties anyway.
Exactly. So he gave you the update earlier in the show. But I do want to say Be A Girl Connected, which is the mentorship program I was a part of. Their applications are open for the 2022 year. So definitely if you are a woman and you're looking or you're interested in working in the entertainment field, definitely check them out. You can send them an email if you have any questions to hi@beagirlconnected.com. And it's by Factor Canada. This year in 2022, well, next year, I should say, in 2022, the two fields of interest is artist development and artist marketing. So if you have any interest in that, definitely check them out. Apply. It's free to apply. Mm-hmm. It's from March to November of 2022. It's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
And you get to be a part of a network of great women that work within the industry in the entertainment. And this is the first year that they're taking women from the U.S. as well. So usually it's just Canadian-based.
Okay.
But this, they have opened up due to like high demand. So definitely check it out. Their application process is open and I highly recommend it. So that's something to do. Now on to entertainment. There's a lot of stuff that happened.
Just the look on her face. Like,
yo, let me just go on record and saying that like we're the first show to ever gonna say this. Plies and Boozy need a podcast together. I want to make sure that we're the first place that this has ever been. I said this on record. Plies and Little Boozy need their own podcast together. Man, they're honest, boy. Goddamn. I'll let you go, Lorena. Sorry.
Well, speaking of podcasts, Big Sean was recently on Drink Champs.
Can we talk about that a little bit? A little bit? I'll let you go.
Yeah, we are going to talk about that a little bit. Sorry, Brenda, but I gotta mention his name. This comes after Ye was on Drink Champs, and he said something along the lines of Big Sean was the worst thing he's ever done. He regrets signing Big Sean to Good Music. So Big Sean was on. He wasn't on in a response to Ye. He was actually invited before that. It just this is
how it just worked out. You gotta love entertainment sometimes. It just lines up for you.
Exactly. So his response to what Ye was saying is basically, he says, it doesn't make sense. At first I thought it was funny, then I took it personal. I took it personal because I'm the only artist who put out 5 albums on Good Music.
Facts.
So Big Sean's albums also went platinum. He had singles that went double platinum. He's gold. Like, he's done a lot compared to all the other artists that are on there.
You don't know nobody else on Good Music besides Big Sean. But he also... you had the other part of what he said too?
Yeah, so I was going to say his management, which is Roc Nation, Jay Brown, he said that his contract with Kanye was the worst that he's ever seen.
Yeah, and even his manager told him, and he still took it because he was grateful for the opportunity.
Exactly, so that's the loyalty is there. And then also he was advised to do an audit on, you know, the label and everything. So he did an audit, and then he found out that Good Music actually owes him $6 million.
Yeah, so let me pick up from there. So I kind of jumped in the whole Drink Champs at that exact part, and it's like, imagine the bold-facedness of Kanye. And I'm a big Kanye supporter, but imagine Kanye must be a little off a little bit somewhere. The nerve of Kanye to go on Drink Champs and say that Big Sean's the worst thing to happen, when Big Sean said on Drink Champs, Kanye could call me anywhere in the world and I was there.
Yep.
To have that level of access. We played 2 weeks ago the soundbite from Busta Rhymes. He says, I don't have friends that if they don't take my call, they're going to decide when they're going to hit me back. Big Sean has always been there. Five top rated albums on Good Music. And he took a shitty contract. And you guys owed them money. And then you turn around, Mr. Kanye, and go on Drink
and
Champs.
And he wrote verses for Kanye. What, he also didn't ask for publishing on some of those.
I totally forgot. That's true, too. So imagine all of that. And then you want to turn around, bolt. Kanye crazy. Kanye crazy sometimes. You know, I love him for the imagination. I love him for the creativity. But sometimes that does fall short in terms of how you deal with someone on a human-to-human level. Mm-hmm. He did Big Sean dirty, man.
Yep.
And Big Sean's one of the few artists, a la J. Cole, that's and Fabulous, that's super big and doesn't rely on major features, doesn't rely on the label to carry him. Big Sean fans are Big Sean fans. Mm-hmm. I'm a Big Sean fan. I like the way he raps. I like the way he raps about. I'm a Big Sean fan. And I love the way how articulate he was in explaining the whole kind. He didn't come off mad. He didn't come off bitter. He's just like, yo, I love dude, man. I took the bad contract knowing it was bad just because I wanted to work with Kanye. That's like Jordan when he did when he did that special for ESPN. What's it called there?
The Last Dance.
When he did The Last Dance. And what did he say about Scotty? He's like, I couldn't have done it without Scotty. What does Scotty do? A year later, drops a book and spills all the beans, calls Phil Jackson a racist. What's the first thing that Michael Jordan said? I couldn't have done it without Scotty. For some people, it's never enough. Mm. For some people, the accolades is never enough. The mention is not enough.
So, moving on, the next thing that made headlines is Diddy. So, back in 2016... Oh my gosh. Management company GBG USA Inc. purchased a majority stake in Sean John for an unknown amount. Diddy maintained a small share, reportedly only 10%. When Sean John's bankruptcy auction was announced earlier this year, Diddy expressed interest in reacquiring the company and eventually beat out 4 bidders to purchase Sean John for $7.5 million in cash, which is crazy.
Let me tell you something. Luina's super excited. Velour suits are coming back. 2022? Summer 2022?
Listen,
talk to me, Lolo.
Talk to me. This is a quote from Diddy. Seeing how streetwear has evolved to rewrite the rules of fashion and impact culture across categories, I'm ready to reclaim ownership of the brand, build a team of visionary designers and global partners to write the next chapter of Sean John legacy. So that was reported by TMZ, which broke the story.
But I like that. Go big, go.
To me, I definitely want to see Diddy win. Because basically what that means is, oh, y'all couldn't do it, but I could do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I made my money by selling you shares at first. So whatever you guys paid me, I'll give you $7 million back from what you've already paid me.
Yeah.
And watch me turn into billions.
Big was like, I want to see Diddy win. Diddy don't win already? When he dropped his perfume, he was doing $100 million a week.
I understand, but I want to see him win this one.
Maddie's still with us?
No, but Diddy said yesterday's price is not today's price.
Oh! This is why he's Big Will Comedy. Nah, Now, shout out to all you hip hop heads. Y'all been waiting for this debate. Let's talk about it, Larine. Let's get Maddie. You might want to switch up the beat. Let me get something a little more active, because we about to go into some drama right now. We about to go into some drama. Give me the scratch. Get your fingertips ready on the sound effects. This is about to be the one.
So, if you didn't know, you know, well, Valerie Plante knows, Twitter is a place to be. I love Twitter. So, during Twitter Spaces, there was a conversation celebrating Alicia Keys. She just released an album on December 10th called Keys. Mm. So, she had a space where there was a lot of different celebrities in there, but most notably, Jay-Z was in there.
Yeah.
So, the interviewer asked Jay-Z, based off of something that Rick Ross had said, that, you know, there's a possibility that he would battle Jay-Z in a versus battle. Jay-Z's response was, not a chance in hell someone could take him on in a versus battle. He goes on to say, you got to stand in front of the Grammy family freestyle live, he added. No one has ever seen me perform that. You got to stand in front of that. That ain't never going to happen.
So this has opened up the ultimate debate on social media. I've seen everybody on Facebook, on Twitter, on IG. Everybody putting up the memes. I saw the memes with they put Jadakiss's face on Lawrence Fishburne from the 70s. Okay, let me open up here. I'm gonna ask Big Will, I'm asking Lena here. Okay, let's start with this here. Do you guys think Jay-Z's right? Do you think nobody can stand on the first stage with him? Big Will, what do you kind of land on this?
I think when it comes to that, Buster will murder him. Mm-hmm. Like, it won't even.
No.
I think basically it's like, it's Buster.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what Lil Jon said too.
Yeah, Lil Jon. Some people said Buster, Eminem, Lil Wayne, Eminem, Drake.
No, not Eminem. Drake, forget it. Like, you're out of your mind. I'm saying Buster.
Yeah.
I'm saying Nas. Like, literally, I'm saying Nas.
A lot of people said Nas. Okay, can I hold you on the Nas thing a little bit? Right. For real, I want to get you guys on the Nas thing. I'm tired of seeing people put up these posts. Well, he murdered him on Ether. Ether was one song.
No, I'm not talking
Ether
about
Ether. Was one song.
I'm talking about Nas altogether, not just one song. The same way with, like, Eminem was one song. Renegade, one song. Nah, I'm not worried about
that. Nah. No. Okay, now listen, I want to let everybody go Figo. We're going to treat this like Buster, first take.
Buster, Nas, Jadakiss.
I'm going to open up the lines, 514-448-4013. Do you think Jay-Z was overstepping when he said only he can grace the versus stage? Nobody could get a gun there with him.
Call us about. I want to ask you, because this is someone that you listen to all day, every day.
I'm Jay-Z.
Don't worry. I'm coming. Let me play Jay-Z, and this is brought to you by Larina X. So let me play Jay-Z a little bit speaking about this, because we're not going to take it by the tweets and all that. Let's play the Hove from the camel's mouth. Isn't that what Cameron say?
On that stage with me, I ain't gonna lie. No disrespect. Everyone's amazing and done what they done. No one can stand on that stage with me. I'm just telling you guys the real.
It's not a shot.
There's not a chance in hell that anyone can stand on that stage with me for I don't know how long it is. 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours.
Brooklyn.
Right.
You gotta stand in front of the Grammy family freestyle live. No one's ever even seen me perform that. Like, you gotta stand in front of that. That ain't gonna happen, man. Let's move on from verses and let's get back to the this Keys album.
But first, before we move on from verses,
yo.
But I agree with him.
I think
you're supposed to have that confidence though when it comes to verses.
But yeah, when he talked about Grammy family, and I'm giddy about it because I'm thinking, like, he's like, yo, no one's ever seen me perform it. Like, you guys would know the impact of that. I want to read this meme I saw. Speaking about this, I know everybody had different things. I think Busta would be a great challenge to him, Big Will. I think Busta, in terms of energy, in terms of catalog, I think Busta is one of the most special people we've ever had in hip hop. You know, I put the Bustas, the Missies, the Connie, they're in a special group of people where they gave you not only the great music, but the pageantry, the music, the execution, the whole vibe, the whole style. But somebody wrote this, and I thought about Larina when I read it. Somebody wrote, nobody has 20 records for Hoves, LOL. Yes, they have 100 hits, but it's not the same when you're in front of Hove. Stop it. I don't want to hear Lollipop from Wayne after Knock the Hustle, or 0 to 100 from Drake after Izzo. Don't bring up what if Jay brings up such and such out to perform this and that. If Beyonce even breathes on stage, the internet's gonna crack. Mind your manners and leave God alone. And I totally, you know, when I think about Hov, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I guess my mind's different. I don't always associate Hov, and, you know what I mean? It's not a Hov Beyonce thing when I think about Hov. But let them do Dangerously in Love. Let them do Bonnie and Clyde. Where? Beyonce just does one. Yo, let them do I Got the Keys. When Jay-Z wrote that verse for Beyonce, we know what that was. I had Beyonce rap it. Let them do I Got the Keys. The verses is done. Yo, Jay-Z comes out. He don't do Reasonable Doubt, 'cause he likes doing that song. Okay. Renegade, Knock the Hustle. The fifth joint, he does Crazy in Love, and he does I Got the Keys with Beyonce. It's a rap. It's a rap.
But somebody also said, I want to hear your take on it, because this is one of the people you love.
Yes, my guy. I seen him live in concert.
No, I'm not talking about Jay-Z.
Who?
So Big Bang said Future.
Nah. Future has written for Beyonce. Future has written for a lot of people. Future has the joints. Nah, man. Because you know what? It's a game of attrition as well. Jay-Z will wear him down. Jay-Z wear him down. If you've never seen Jay-Z in concert, it's amazing. I've had flow shit to Jay-Z twice. He'll wear Future down. Now, Future can go, because Future talking about doing drugs and being misogyny to the highest degree, and Jay-Z's just moving the culture,
nah,
man.
It's different.
See, it's different.
Future should go with Waka Flocka. Call it a day.
No, come on. Don't diss Future like that. Stop
it.
Don't diss Big Future up here. We Big Future supporters here. Don't diffuse like that. But
Jay-Z, like, you see, just to go at it, like what Jay-Z said, I agree. It's a competitive sport.
Yeah.
Like, I played football, and in my prime when we used to play, we used to tell people, unless Jesus is coming, we're beating everybody. That's what it was. So it's a competitive sport. That's what we got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I guess.
No, that's crazy, man. Yo, what a crazy debate. Okay, so Lolo, listen.
Jay-Z and Jada Kiss?
Everybody was saying Jada.
That would be dope. I think so. I think that's something.
Jada?
Because Jada's like the undefeated here.
Boy.
Undisputed heavyweight.
Boy, everybody's saying Jada. But you know what? Jay-Z was just hitting with those culturally significant tracks. Like, so
Jada has featured with Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to see Jada and Jay-Z? Yeah.
So does Jay-Z, actually, the Heartbreaker remix.
Yeah.
I am Mariah's biggest fan.
I feel like you know Mariah sometimes.
I do know Mariah. I'm a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mariah.
Listen, man. Y'all should be very scared. Because me and Larina, you know, we're doing our work in this entertainment business. When we meet these celebrities, it'll be a whole different energy. They've never met nobody from Canada like me and Larina. The Tory interview's coming. The Drake interview's coming. I already have it written. Oprah, I'm ready. Let's go. Okay, so we're going to go to a 15-minute mix. DJ Maddie's in the building. I want to give away a bottle of Triating. You already know. You know how we do things. Triating. Shout out to the boy, Brandon Wulala, one of the flyest dudes in the city. If you've never had some of his cocktail signature mix, you don't know what's going on. So I have a bottle, 1 liter. I want to give away that. So let's do that. Let's play Name That Song. DJ Maddie, The Morning Detour, The Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. We're going from 7 to 11 this morning. It's 8:32. It's the day before Christmas. Let's get it, Maddie. Montreal, my city. Let's play Name That Song. Maddie, have your hand on the scratch. We gotta scratch this one a couple times. We gotta scratch this one a couple times. Y'all gonna act as if The Morning Detour is not the best morning show in the country. It's the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. The number is 514-448-4013. We're giving away 1 bottle, 1 liter of the best mixed drink in the city. Try a thing. You know how we're doing things, man. Call us up, name that song.
Tell me 7 guys, but we both know that's a lie. Cause if we're counting head and if we're counting drunken nights, then that number that you gave just might be off by 8 or 9, but it's still nowhere close to mine. Marcus probably had to bring me straps like 30 times. He took over like 4 years ago when Courtney had resigned. I've been talking sex with Courtney since like 2005. We've been friends since junior high. Tough to enjoy the company. You ask how many girls I've been with in my life. I tell you, I stop keeping
Lolo,
count.
Lolo hates this song. Lolo's like, Drake, is Drake singing about your life? He always knows.
Cause if we're counting head and if we're counting drunken nights, then that number that you gave,
the number is 514-448-4013. Name that song. We're giving away 1 liter of the Triatin. You never taste a juice like this, I promise you.
I ask you the same thing, you tell me 7 guys, but we both know that's a lie. Cause if we're counting head and if we're counting drunken nights, then that number that you gave just might be off by 8 or 9, but it's still nowhere close to mine. You ask how many girls I've been with in my life, I tell you I stopped keeping count when I was 25. You ask how many girls I've been with in my life, I tell you I stopped keeping count when
you
I was 25.
You catch us online. The Morning Detour coming to you live from DG Kicks. We're live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. Name that song. 514-448-4013. The Weezy that stole Christmas. Triatin.
But it's still nowhere close to mine. Marcus probably had to bring me straps like 30 times. He took over like 4 years ago when Courtney had resigned. I've been talking sex with Courtney since like 2005. We've been friends since junior high. Tough to enjoy the company and never cross the line. She's like, is it more than 100 with everyone combined? And I say, yeah, that's being kind. You ask how many girls I've been with.
Yo, tell Drake the cool.
I've been with in my life.
There's nowhere in the country Virgin won't play this. CJD won't play this. I don't know what's the next one, Beats? They won't play this. The best morning show in the country. It's the Morning Detour. We on Fridays. Gardens of the Galaxy in the building. The number is 514-448-4013. Name that song. Let's get it. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? How you doing? You know the name of this song?
I'm good. The Zodiac Sign.
Oh man, you know I'm gonna play 2 more times for you though, because my joy. what part of the city you're calling from?
Ville Celeron.
Oh boy, okay, VSP. That's what's up, man. Some real shooters out there too, man. Well, you know what? Have yourself a blessed holiday. Stay on the line. Lorena's gonna take your information. Thank you for calling in. I got a beautiful bottle for you. I'll drop it for you later on this afternoon. Okay.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Pull me back one more time, Maddie. Pull me back one more time, Maddie.
I ask you the same thing. You tell me 7 guys, but we both know that's a lie. You ask how many girls I've been
with. Montreal, my city. You're locked into the Weezy that stole Christmas. This is the Morning Detour. It's 8:36 in the morning. We're still getting away more things. I still got a 2-hour branding service from Got the Job. Maddie, give me a different tune. Let's play Name That Song. We still got 2-hour branding service to give away from gotthejob.ca.
He took over like 4 years ago when Courtney had resigned. I've been talking sex with Courtney since like 2005. We've been friends since junior high. Tough to enjoy the company and never cross the line. She's like, is it more than 100 with everyone combined? And I say, yeah, that's being kind. At one point or another, they all felt like they were mine. I had a lot of backs that I would never talk behind. I'm not really into threesomes, I like one thing at a time.
I like when it's you and I.
Plus I always feel like if somebody outperforms you, that could jeopardize your pride. And I'm not into choosing sides. Unless you're about to sleep and you asking me what's my side. It's the right at home, but this a hotel so you can decide. Lessons that I learned before hitting my prime. Confessions that I blame on a Zodiac sign. Think you need to hear what we say, I'll goodbye.
Hey, hey, Guardians of the Galaxy. We only gonna play new music this morning. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. I must be an issue, Weezy Moon Chaser. The Calm and the Storm, Lorena XO. Hall of Fame DJ, DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. Name that song. The number is 514-448-4013. We're giving away 2 hours branding services. 2 hours of branding services. You know you need it. Call up. Name that song.
Of my hips, my thighs, my wrongs, my right, yeah. Wanna get you out of my hips, my thighs, my head, my eyes, my late night cries. I wanna get you out of my hips, my thighs, my head, my eyes, my late night cries.
Yeah.
Wanna get you out of my,
the number is 514-448-4013. 2 hours branding services. DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. The Gardens of the Galaxy. Space is not safe no more.
Of my hips, my thighs, my wrongs, my rights, yeah. Listen to the rhythm and make no compromise. Tears in the cloud.
my hips, my thighs, my wrongs, my rights, yeah. Listen to the rhythm and make no compromise.
Montreal, my city, all morning. We're giving away things. We still got some giveaways from DG Kicks, Successful Care MTL, Synergy Medispa, Regulators Montreal, Here by D, and Stephanie's Bakery. We still got a lot of stuff to give away, man. It's only about 8:40. We're gonna go to 11 o'clock this morning. Name that song. I still got 2 hours of branding services from gotthejob.ca. You know, get your brand right, put you in the right direction. Gotthejob.ca. 2 hours of branding services. Name that song. The number is 514-448-4013. Follow us online on YouTube, Detour 514, on the Facebook, on the YouTube. We're moving around. We live. DG Kicks.
One thing's for certain. Need you right here in my arms. Baby, I'm yearning. But I think I got a bone to pick with you. Lately, I've been wondering what's with you. I need you to hear me, baby. It's for certain. Need you right here in my arms. Baby, I'm yearning. But I think I got a bone to pick with you. Lately, I've been wondering what's with you. I need you to hear me, baby. Wake up, love. These sheets won't comfort me. Please wake up, love. I might just come for me, but I just need you for me. Show me some attention. I want you to wake up, love. Hear me, baby. It's like a turban. Your brown skin, I'm like India when I'm not pissed with you. Know how to keep it safe, it's you. I want you to wake up, love. This shit's won't come for me. Please wake up, love.
For the dark, lil' mama. Drama gon' play a part. Pain is art, lil' mama. It just give me touch. I'm up on the walls. You wanna sell it later, then cool. We taking it all, lil' mama. It's real. I save you from a burning building. I wear the burns as gold medals. Turn you on to remember. Even though you scarred me, I took it, so I know the feeling. But fuck it, let's build this bitch to the ceiling. I'm really fucking with you. It's a whole lot more than a makeup at the breakup. So don't fight back, just write back, baby. I know I demand a lot, and you don't like that. So let's just leave the baggage. I'ma hop us on this flight back, get back, get back, get back.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carré. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
Are you age 65 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, 8:44 in the morning. It's the morning before Christmas. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. That's me. I'm alongside Lorena XO, the calm in the storm, the media darling. The nicest person I've ever met in my life. We have Hall of Fame DJ, DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. Your favorite DJ, I promise you, was schooled by DJ Maddie. Quiet is kept. We have Big Will still with us in the building. Coming up next, we got Stephanie Bakery, Cake Boss. We're going to give away a box of these hot chocolate bombs. You know, we'll show it on camera. I think we're about six. I'll deliver the box to you personally this afternoon. So, you know, a great addition to whatever Christmas dinner or holiday festivities you have going on. So now, I've never been much of a Christmas person. Let's see, Larina knows her. Larina knows already. I've never been much of a Christmas person, but I'm somewhat starting to feel the spirit of Christmas a little bit, Lola. You know what I mean? I was trying to do the relationship thing. I was trying to do the monogamous thing. But you know what I mean? I guess I'm best suited for the road. I'm best suited for the lake house. But let's talk about every time we do a Christmas special, we always do like crazy Christmas stories. Why you laugh? What's up?
Because I was gonna say something.
No, say it. No, because you were shady last week. I put the video up there on the IG. Follow me on W Moonchase on IG. A lot of people have been saying like Lorena's face is when you talk. I said, I know. She's been done with me 2 years ago. I don't know why we're still forcing this friendship. You've been done with me a long time ago. You know what I mean? This is a long kiss goodbye with Lorena at some point. Your faces on the video are hilarious. They're like, it looks like she's done with you. It looks like she's not interested. No, she's heard these stories before. She's just over it. Lorena used to call me What a Mess. I don't know what she's going to call me now.
Remember that show? If anybody remembers that cartoon, What a Mess, the dog that was all messy and like all over the place.
Please talk into the mic, Lorena.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Say your joke what you're going to say.
No, I'm not saying that. Carry on.
Okay, so let's do this holiday season. Well, you know, we're all planning to have like our big families to come over, and people are still going to do it. We only have 13,000 cops in the city, anyways. They can't police everybody. So I say, you know, Lorena, let's do some wild Christmas stories.
Okay.
So what? I got crazy Christmas dinner stories. What stories did you get?
I'm doing Christmas party, like work Christmas parties.
And they get messy. I don't know if y'all saw that story in the New York Post of the rookie cop lap dancing on the lieutenant. And the wife wasn't too happy. She's a little bit too enthusiastic, if you ask me. Maybe when she turned face, yeah, big one. When she turned face to face on him, I was like, oh no, y'all seem a little friendly. But okay, let's go one for one. You give me a Christmas party story, and I'll give you a Christmas dinner story. We'll do one for one. At 8:55, we got Stephanie's Bakery coming up here. We're gonna give away a box of her hot chocolate bombs things. It's fire. I can't wait for her to bring the box to smell the bakery goodness. But give me one, and I'll give you one, and you know, let's open up these lines.
Well, Christmas parties, I remember like working in an office. That was the time when like all those little things that you would hear would like come to life. You would actually see them live.
Like the Christmas dinner, like, you know.
Yes, because everybody has like drinks, especially if it's like an open bar situation.
Talk to me.
So things get revealed. So there's a story where there's a PA who at a karaoke party, that's what they did for Christmas. Mm-hmm. They decided to grab the mic and went on a 10-minute rant about how she's been sleeping with the boss and was sick of lying to his wife. Yeah. And the wife was there. She was watching at the bar.
Oh, yeah? That's crazy.
Wow.
There's another one where this is crazy. I would be upset. So a manager took his staff out for a Christmas meal. This is a 3-course meal. Of course, like that's when like companies want to get all fancy.
Right.
So you get like a full meal. Allegedly, the manager had an emergency when the desserts arrived and then left the restaurant. So his team had to pick up the bill.
Ooh. Damn, let me hit you with a Christmas story at dinner. So I'm gonna quote this joint here. So it wasn't my family, thank God, but one of my friends, her uncle got caught cheating at the dinner table when his phone buzzed and her aunt saw the incoming text. So she started screaming and crying, throwing her dinner at him, etc. My friend dared to laugh. She then her aunt turned on her and started insulting her weight and how she'd never get a man. So then the mom stands up and starts to yell, and the whole family gets involved. The aunt starts to insult everyone, calling them backstabbers and lowlifes, and then calls me an intruding bitch. I've never visited a friend over the holiday since. Yo, that is crazy.
PTSD.
Talk about displaced anger. Talk about displaced anger right there. God damn. Y'all protect the phones, man. Holiday time, man. Listen, I don't have my phone around. Listen, I got nothing to hide anyway, but god damn. To get caught like that at the dinner table at holiday, that's the worst thing. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I hate getting embarrassed in a large group of people.
I think everybody wouldn't.
No, I know a lot of people. Shame is out the window. A lot of people have no shame no more. A lot of people don't care.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't care. Because you're thinking about our circle of friends. Like, a lot of people don't have shame. A lot of people don't care. Like, I'll be embarrassed. Like, we have guests at the dinner table, the holidays. That should have been a side room kind of thing. You have another one for me?
Yeah, I had someone who was at a Christmas party. Of course, they had one too many drinks. They actually fell asleep in a toilet cubicle. And then when they woke up, the entire restaurant was empty and they were locked inside.
Oh, I want to be locked inside. Was this food there? Some grease oil was left over. Like, there's no leftovers there for Wheezy. God, that, yes, I only think about my belly. I'm hungry right now. I wish we had some food open, but you know what I'm saying?
But what if there's like mice or something?
There's definitely mice, especially in LaSalle. Yeah, they're gonna bat me for LaSalle. It's according to the reports, there's like millions of rats under the thing. It's not me, man. Okay, let me meet you guys with another Christmas dinner story. So when I was a toddler, we were supposed to go to Savannah to visit my mom's family for Christmas. My dad said he couldn't go because he lost his wallet. It turned out that some prostitute... Yeah, I can't go to that. It turned out that some prostitutes he had slept with took his money, identification cards, and all of the cocaine he'd been carrying. We ended up going to Georgia without him. Unsurprisingly, my parents are not together anymore, and I'm estranged from my father. Life decision, people. Life
messy.
Yo, that's like Lorena's favorite word, messy. The decisions we make in life are very primordial. Choices. The prostitutes took his money, his identification card, and all the,
and what was
the all of the cocaine. So you had a suspect. So you perform adultery, substance abuse, and you're a victim of a mugging. That's a triple threat during the holidays. Goddamn, Lorena, give me another one.
This one here, I had one too many drinks and a shot of tequila tipped me over the edge. I like how it was just a shot of tequila, but they had many drinks. I started to feel myself throwing up as I was on the dance floor and tried to run towards the bathroom. As I turned, I lost my balance and threw up over a pair of shoes. I looked up to see them connected to my very straight-laced boss, and I knew I was in trouble. He told me to clean myself up and go home. I went into work after the weekend and was called into the office.
Yeah.
He told me that they wouldn't be renewing my short-term contract, and that was it. He's never said anything about the vomit incident, but I think that pushed him over the edge. I ended up finding my dream job after that, so maybe it was worth it.
Well, listen, man. You know what I mean? You know, some people believe everything happens for a reason. I'm not one of these people, but I guess, you know, that kind of worked out for her. Let me hit you with another one, guys. These dinner dramas are crazy. So my mom was cooking dinner for around 14 of us, family, close friends. So naturally, we had to make to do with whatever we could, as we weren't used to having this many people for dinner. So my mom sets the table and lets everyone know their place. And it just so happens that my older sister, who was like 22 at the time, gets a plate that's different to everyone else's. And she throws a full tantrum. And she kicks off enough that my mom is so stressed, she spends the rest of the dinner throwing up. So safe to say, it was an awkward dinner. You know, we all have siblings and family members that are a little bit ungrateful. You know, you can't even cook a potato salad, but you want to comment on the rice and gravy. You need to not come to the family events. You know what I'm saying? We all have one of those family members. They all want, you know what I mean? Everybody, what's the name of that chef? Everybody's Gordon Ramsay now all of a sudden. Everybody's top chef all of a sudden. You can't even make a pot of rice, but you have a commentary.
True.
He said, my family didn't only consist of six people. I got Lorena. Oh, I want to shout. I forgot to shout out at the top of the show. Shout out to my best friend, Mikey D. He just brought to life his wife, Nicole Antoine. You know, happy belated birthday to you, Nicole, as well. His second baby, Kennedy. Kennedy came early during the holidays. So that's
congratulations.
Dope. Because both parents' birthdays are in December.
Yep.
And then Kennedy's born in December as well. Shout out to Kennedy, new addition to the White family. Listen, I'm so excited, man. He came early. Yo, Mikey D was holding the baby in the picture like he delivered the baby. men are not built to deliver babies. Men are not built to deliver babies. Montreal, my city. We got more stories, got more giveaways. DG Kicks here by the Regulators Montreal. But what's coming up next? This is a eatery treat for you right now. Yeah, we're gonna play some music. Coming up next, we got Stephanie's Bakery. They nickname her Cake Boss, so you know the shit is good. It's the Morning Detour, the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Coming to you live from DG Kicks. Keep it locked.
Hey, live from the Mitch. Yo. The thing stay bustin' like an AK for real. This shit tough, I'm tryna stay sane for real. These girls coming with the same, same for real.
For real.
Competition weak and I play games for real. All I ever knew was live it up. Me and all the dolls on the clock right now, girl, sure enough. Tryna find balance, tryna find balance. Split it up, split it up. To love you right, I gotta give it up. I'm in my bag again. Don't get you mad again. Booty so big that they think you're East African. You get so loose in my room, I don't know what's happening. She says I'll be your girl when words match your actions. And she knows I got some whole friends. She knows I'm a lot like them. She's not no dummy when I say it's a work trip in a mannequin. She knows I'm sinning again. She knows. Good God damn, I can't get shit by you. I can't be sleeping on you. I wanna put some shit on you. Look how it sits on you. Those tights might rip on you. Slave to the cat, I prove it. God gave me six lives too. Your ex, well, he moved like six times two. He a whole fucking 12-ass nigga. He been out here talking down for a minute. I'ma have to move, need for you. You gon' have to break me off a piece when I do. You gon' have to come to terms with the truth. That thing stay, stay.
Yes. Good morning, Montreal. 8:57 in the morning. It's the number one morning show in the country, The Morning Detour. We're giving away things. It's the Weezy That Stole Christmas. Let me tell you something. I've had this girl's bakery goodness. Everything in life is right. They nickname her Cake Boss. Stephanie Bakery's in the building. Hold on. Show the people the box. Let me get the box. We're giving this away. What's in this, Stephanie? What's in this goodness?
There is six large hot chocolate bombs in that box. Three of them are white chocolate, three of them are regular chocolate, and a mix of peppermint and Oreo toppings.
That thing needs a FDA description card, Larina. What's going on? We got the box here. We're giving away six of them right after the interview. But let me get that one too, man. DJ Maddie, look, he's going to eat all that in one thing. It's like a little cheeseburger for DJ Maddie right here. It's looking right here.
Yeah, you drop them in a cup, you put some boiling hot water or hot milk over it, and you just let it melt, and then they kind of explode with the contents on the inside.
It's a whole experience. Okay, so we got Stephanie Bakery in the building. Cake Boss! Lola, I'll pass it to you.
Yeah, so these look amazing. I wish that I could win the box that we're giving away. But I want to know, like, how long have you been baking and doing this?
Oh, I think it's been about 15 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while. I wasn't really into it at the beginning. My mom, Cake Boss started getting popular. My parents are chefs, so okay. My mom always loved to bake. My dad was not a baker. They were cooks, but my mom loved to bake as well as cooking. And she was like, you know, I really want you to help me with this stuff, because I was very artistic and very creative, good with my hands. I would draw. I would sculpt.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you draw? Okay.
So, like, I've always been artistic in that way. And my mom was not, but she's very good at baking and cooking. So she asked me to help her out with the making the cakes look as good as they tasted. Right? Because Cake Boss started, you know, I think it was the first season of Cake Boss came off on television that year. And I wasn't really into it. And then I saw her do her first cake and I was like, Mom, you cannot give that to people. I was like, that doesn't look good, you know? So I helped her out and I was like, oh, you know, this kind of looks nice. Mm-hmm. And then I started watching Cake Boss more and more on TV and they explained everything because it was a very new concept to TV at that time. You know, no one was doing that stuff. So he would explain a lot of like what they were using and why they were using it and techniques that work in that way. So I just started learning and learning and learning. And then my mom kind of was like, well, you kind of did it. Now it's yours, you know?
And there you go. Listen. Listen, you made a cake for me and money came out of it. I don't even know what the hell was going on. I was confused. I'm like, this is some Atlanta stuff. This is some Lorena joint. Some Miami things going on. But yeah, show me that. This is great. So explain to us what's in the box. So we're giving away a box of six. It's a great thing, you know. I was thinking people was going to go to a holiday party tonight or tomorrow. Yeah. Set a box. But whatever. Give to your husband. Give to your girl. It's a beautiful thing to win. Let me get the thing right here. So, yeah. So, break this down. So what's this right here? I've never had a bomb before.
Yeah. So, those are the medium-sized ones. They work in most mugs. The large ones don't fit in a regular mug. They would have to fit in a larger mug. But they're better for the experience because they're really filled with marshmallows. Cool.
So, walk me through. So what's the marshmallow for this? Walk me through the experience.
All right. So, you take the bomb. You put it in your glass. You
my
boil.
Glass of what, bro?
No, you get a mug, you know, a heat-proof mug.
Okay.
You place the bomb inside the mug. You boil some water or milk, whichever you prefer. You can do almond milk, regular milk, hot water.
Big Will's getting hungry. You know, watch Big Will in the back there. Get Big Will off the station, fam. Yo, Big Will, I have one for you. Don't watch nothing. I made sure I got one.
We brought enough for everybody.
I got you, Big Will.
Yeah, and then once it's hot enough, you just slowly pour. Most people film it just for, you know, IG and for the experience. Whoa, and then you slowly see the chocolate start to melt. And then it opens up. Once it emulsifies, it opens up. And the hot chocolate powder and the marshmallows and the peppermint and the Oreos just kind of explode.
Oh, that's sexy. Yo, whoever wins this, they better film that experience. You know, you need to write your IG on top of that box so they know this in a video. Okay, so before we go into this mix, we're going to play Name This Song. We're going to give away a box of six. I keep saying it wrong. They're called what? The
hot chocolate bomb.
Hot chocolate bomb. Okay, Lorena, you on it? I gotta see you. I said, Lorena's like, I'm taking two of those. Lorena, you get a lot of treats today, man.
I love it's Christmas.
No, she's a media darling now. She's a national.